Track 9. Welcome to another session at the Sports Desk. This is Brian Gall with news of sporting events both local and further afield. In Stourbridge, there are two intense sporting battles being fought at opposite ends of the town. One of them's all about success on the field, perhaps leading to promotion to higher things next year. The other about avoiding the ignominy of relegation to a level where the sports pages of the newspaper don't even bother to record your results. I am, of course, talking about the contrasting fortunes of Glasboys, the Stourbridge soccer team, and Stourbridge rugby. Glasboys are involved in a fearsome battle at the top of the Evostick Premier League Midlands Division, where they and the team from Kettering are going at it, blow for blow, at the very top of the league table, the pair of them 10 points ahead of the nearest chasing side now. There's nothing between them. Both have taken 10 points from their last 5 league fixtures, and all the other teams with an eye on promotion at the end of the season are dropping further behind. Last Saturday, Stourbridge won 3-0 away from home against Leiston, a goal in the first half by Aaron Ford putting Glasboys on their way. The inevitable Luke Benbow goal after the interval doubled their lead, and Anderson added the cream with a third goal in injury time. Stourbridge keep up the pressure at the top of the league, and then last night, Tuesday, they sneaked into leadership of the league by a single point after achieving a goalless draw in an away match against Banbury. But of course that gives their chief rivals Kettering, who didn't play on Tuesday, another game in hand. The contrast along the road at Stourton Park is stark. A miserably small crowd turned out on Saturday to watch their match against Preston, where, despite scoring 4 tries, 2 of them out of the top drawer, the home side lost again, this time by 38 points to 32. It seemed to me the visitors had the better game plan, or at least they had a plan, whereas Stourbridge played the match pretty much ad hoc. Preston had a fairly mobile and powerful pack of forwards. They kept the game tight when they had the ball, and they chose their moments to let their backs fly. Stourbridge have a set of backs who can fly, but didn't always give them the opportunity to do so. To be fair, they deployed a couple of newcomers, a scrum half and a fullback, on loan to the club, and it can't be easy to settle into a side first time out, but time is not on their side. We are virtually at the halfway point in the season, and the next 2 matches are key, this Saturday at Macclesfield, then home against Sheffield, both opponents in the lower half of the league. I find watching Stourbridge a bit frustrating. They clearly have talent in the team, and you feel that one day it's all going to click and they will administer a thrashing to somebody. Just hope that day comes along soon. However, news of Stourbridge Lions, who also play at Stourton Park, is of an excellent away win on Saturday against local rivals Dudley Kings Winford. 11 points to 5 was the outcome, a low-scoring game, a nasty blow to Dudley Kings Winford's promotion hopes. I've not been able to find a report on the match yet, but the victory solidifies the Lions' position in the middle of their league. And still on rugby, the past weekend featured the latest round of matches in the Heineken Cup, the European Club Championship featuring the top sides in England, Wales, Ireland, Scotland and France. 20 clubs in all split into 5 groups, each of 4 teams. They've all played 3 matches so far, the halfway point, and the sides who met one another over the past weekend will play again this coming weekend in the reverse fixture. It has not gone too well so far for the English teams in the competition. Only Saracens, with 3 wins out of 3, top their group. The other group leaders are 2 French clubs, 1 Irish and 1 Scottish. Of the other 5 English teams taking part other than Saracens, Bath, Wasps and Exeter already seem unlikely to reach the playoff stage of the tournament, while Gloucester and Newcastle are still in with a shout. Coming back to soccer, amid senior local sides, last week was a big one for Wolves and their supporters in the Premiership. After several weeks in the doldrums without a win in sight, Wolves turned a corner with a 2-0 win against Chelsea at Molineux, then followed that with a last-gasp 2-1 away win at Newcastle United on Sunday. I saw bits of both matches on television. Wolves are an exciting team going forward, and their return to the Premier League this season is very welcome. In the Championship, West Bromwich and Villa met on Friday evening, and Albion needed an injury-time goal to snatch a 2-2 draw. While Birmingham City's march up the Championship league table juddered to a halt on Saturday when they lost 1-0 at home to Bristol City. But a special mention for Walsall, who took Tuesday night off from their usual struggles in League One to achieve a pretty remarkable 1-0 away win at Sunderland in their second-round replay of the FA Cup. They are through to round three, where the big boys play, and they face a trip to Bolton Wanderers of the Championship. It's always good to be able to add a bit of cricket news to these dark midwinter days, and there was an exciting finish to the first test match of India's present series in Australia. I'm watching the Aussies closely because they'll be in England for a five-match series next summer. The match versus India was a close-fought affair, which India won on the last day by the narrow margin of 31 runs. It was nip and tuck on the final day, advantage veering one way then the other, and it was India's pace bowlers who had the upper hand in the end, rather than their spinners. Next match in the series starts straight away on Friday. And great news for local Speedway fans. The Cradley Heathens will be back as a fully-fledged team in the 2019 season. Last summer, they raced only in the Knockout Cup competition and not in the league because they could not get sufficient access to the two racetracks they use at Birmingham's Perry Bar Circuit and at Wolves Track in Wolverhampton. These access problems have now been sorted out, so it's back to full-time action for the Heathens, and they've already confirmed the signing of some riders for the new campaign. Two or three weeks ago, I reported on the European Curling Championships then being played in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia, and I said I'd bring news of the outcome on my next report, but I never did. That was very remiss of me because the winners of the gold medal in the men's event were the Scottish team who defeated current world champion Sweden in the final. Surely that ought to have been my lead story the next week. It was a fairly clear-cut win too, by 9-5. Unfortunately, the Scottish ladies were unable to match their male counterparts and failed to reach the last four in the competition. Not to worry, they were the European champions last year. On that happy Scottish note, I'll bring this week's sports news to an end. Back with you for our final effort before Christmas next week. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gall.